me and I'll never recover, because the only kind of love I have to offer is stupid and blind and so deep and powerful that I feel like I'm cracking just to hold it in. I can't just swoon and fall into bed with you, because you'll hop right out and get on with your life, and I never will. I'm not asking you to make love with me. So I'm too ugly for... He couldn't say a damn thing right. Enough! He roared, emotion filling his voice so suddenly that it shocked her into silence. I think you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, Aline, and the purest and the best, but I'm not asking you to fuck. Consternation played over her features, but she obviously didn't like being yelled at. Aline, he said quietly. I'm sorry, I yelled. I'm sorry I hit you, even if it was to save you. I've thought I was dying twice in the last few days. Maybe I did die, I don't know. What I do know is that when I thought I was dying, you were my regret. No, not your scars, he said as she touched her face. I regretted that I hadn't turned myself into the kind of man that you could be with. That it wouldn't be just for me to be with you, even if you wanted me. Our lives started in the same shithole, Aline, but somehow you've turned into you, and I've turned into this. I don't like what I've done. I don't like who I've become. You don't deserve a fairy tale? I don't deserve another chance, but I'm asking you for one. You're afraid that love is too risky? I've seen what happens when you don't risk it. Mama Kay and my master loved each other, but they were too afraid to risk it, and that destroyed them. We risk everything either way. I'm willing to risk it, to see the world through your eyes, Aline. I want to know you. I want to be worthy of you. I want to look in the mirror and like who I see. I don't know what's next, but I know I want to face it with you. Aline, I'm not asking you to fuck. But maybe someday I'll earn the right to ask you for something more permanent. He turned, and facing her was harder than facing 30 Highlanders. He extended his hand. Please, Aline. Will you come with me? She scowled fiercely at him, then looked away. Her eyes were shiny with tears, but it could have been from all the ash in the air. She blinked quickly before looking back up at him. She searched his face for a long moment. He met her big brown eyes. He had turned away from them so many times, afraid she would see what he really was. He had turned away, afraid that she couldn't bear the sight of his filth. Now he met that gaze. He opened himself to it. He didn't hide his darkness. He didn't hide his love. He let her gaze go all the way through him. To his wonder, her eyes filled with something softer than justice, something warmer than mercy. I'm so scared, Kylar. Me too, he said. She took his hand. This concludes The Way of Shadows.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.